This is North Shore Spotlight Connections. We are spotlighting Brian LaPierre, Councilor at Large, City of Lynn, and Councilor LaPierre. Welcome. Welcome back.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, here we are heading into a hot weekend, and we've got some hot topics to talk about. Well, let's just phrase that. Not that people haven't had enough heat, if you will, but there's more to come in this feature interview with Brian LaPierre. Hey, Brian, let's talk on a couple of issues here in Lynn. And I guess the first one, I'm reading in the item in the last few days, the city council has been sending out money, some grant money that the city has received to different groups in the city and so on. Maybe you can explain a little bit about that and what that process was like and where that money is headed.
Sure, Bill. I'd love to. As a matter of fact, these are the American Rescue Plan Fund federal dollars, the ARPA monies, under the Biden administration that cities and towns got millions and millions of dollars. Lynn was a recipient of over $60 million. We did a comprehensive sort of winter outreach to residents and had, face-to-face, in-person, Zoom, you name it, meetings outreach-wise with thousands of constituents across the city. I attended a few of those meetings myself. We did comprehensive surveys. We have a terrific group that's helping us, Capital Strategic Solutions, in how we spend this money properly based on public input. And we're pleased to say that we just spent about $35 million of it, which is about half of the ARPA dollars. And a lot of it, Bill, is going to go toward our parks and playgrounds, about $16 million to redo Barry Park and Kylie Park and Keeney Park and Gallagher, Lynn Woods and McManus Field. So a lot for parks, a lot for water system improvement, street improvements. Housing was a huge issue, another $4 or $5 million in rental assistance and improvements to Wall Plaza down in the downtown common area. And in early childhood, we gave $3 million in capital investments to the LEO group. Lynn Economic Opportunity is doing an early child care renovation center. So lots of good stuff. Public safety is involved. Of course, the city's involved with renovations to our GAR museum, which is terrific. The Grand Armory of the Republic needs elevator and facade help. So we've tried to hit all the buckets, the public health bucket, the housing bucket, the economic development bucket, workforce development bucket. A lot of needs, but we're trying to do our best to handle the requests and then fund the projects accordingly. So I'm proud of that, the vote we took a couple weeks ago to fund the ARPA money.
Yeah. Brian, that all sounds good. Some worthy projects there that you have mentioned. I also know that you guys are working with the VA, because there's the possibility that the Lynn VA is going to be closing the hospital. What's the update on that?
Yeah, so this has been sort of a whole spring-summer, Bill, endeavor where we partnered with, so the VA, the federal VA had said they're closing the Boston Street Center clinic, and a lot of our North Shore residents, not only just here in Lynn, we have thousands of veterans in Lynn, but also along the North Shore, we utilize this facility for our appointments, and my dad's a veteran, a Vietnam veteran, he would go down to Boston Street quite frequently. We've had to now partner with Congressman Seth Moulton's office, with Mass Senior Action, and with our area veterans to prevent this from closing. They want to consolidate. They want to bring services down to, the closest would be Bedford, Massachusetts, which is quite a far way for folks who don't have adequate transportation to get their checkups, their treatment, their medications, their eyeglasses, their tests done. So we are in this fight. We've been in this fight. Thankfully, to Mass Senior Action, they've really spearheaded a lot of this, along with our local vets and mobilizing. We've sent letters. We've sent petitions. We're going to keep fighting because we don't believe that this is a money issue. This is about more or less equity and accessibility, and we need to keep this footprint for our veterans in Lynn where it belongs and along the North Shore to service the veterans that have done so much for our country, and this is the fight that we have before us for sure. It's going to take a lot to overturn this, and we're hoping for a stay of execution here and keep this facility open.
Man, that's not a great drive from Lynn to Bedford or anywhere on the North Shore to Bedford at certain times of the day. Man.
Not at all. Yeah, the 128 belt is terrible down that way. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's a fight worth fighting for sure. Speaking of fights and surprises, if you will, the MBTA has announced the closing of the Lynn train station. But maybe give me some details on that. I mean, I read something, and I got the impression it was going to be closed for a few days. But man, it's not a few days.
It's not, Bill. As a matter of fact, just recently, you know, they've decided to close down the commuter rail for up to 3 years for renovations. And besides the we utilize that, obviously, daily commuters into Boston. And if you were to try to even get over to Swampscott, which is the closest, the nearest train station, it's at a cost, it's at a premium. They are on a different zone rating than Lynn would be. And it's a real headache for commuters, for Lynn residents. We are fighting this fight again. This is about renovations, and no one's probably disputing the need for this. But the timeline, Bill, is up to 3 years. And how are we going to, what's going to be the alternative? There have been no plans from the MBTA. They're not talking about a shuttle to Swampscott or a shuttle to, for example, Revere Beach or Wonderland to take the Blue Line access there to get into Boston. There's been nothing. So we do have a public hearing coming up, not next week, the week after, in early August. The council, the state delegation, we have all been united in our opposition to not just how they're going to do. We think it needs renovations for sure, but the timeline of which, how they're able to do this work, and will it really take up to 3 years and just be shuttered like that for that extended period of time? What are your plans? And besides the commuter rail, Bill, what's also going to take place is the proposal to demolish the parking garage. And once they demolish that parking garage down on Broad Street near North Shore Community College, of course, there's several hundred cars that are parked in the evening there overnight as people are beginning to live in our downtown on Monroe Street and the downtown. And they have monthly parking permits and fees that they pay. And all of a sudden, their garage is going to be uprooted, and we don't know the timetable for a rebuild there, if there is going to be one. So that fight is on. We've been working very closely with Senator Crichton, with Rep. Cahill in Capano, and we as city councilors, of course, Mayor Nicholson is spearheading this effort to keep services here and make sure you have a good alternative plan to get people to where they need to go, to get to work, and of course, what is the deal with the garage? It is a blight. It does need work. It is probably, you know, on the list for demo. But what's the time frame in which, and what's going to come of it from that? So a lot of things up in the air. This just broke last week, and I'm trying to catch up on all of the moving parts. But we certainly want to tell the MBTA loud and clear, make a plan for Lynn residents so that they can get to work and get into Boston as they can.
You know, Brian, remember wasn't there talk about building an additional train station, or was that the Blue Line at the GE? You know, remember down at the GE land? What's the deal with that?
Yes, Bill, you're absolutely right. There's a GE Old River Works stop that can be activated. You know, that there was talk of that when they were going to build a lot of apartments and make it a gated community for people to hop on that express line into North Station in 17 minutes or whatever that was. And there's no reason why. Now, that would be a great contingency plan in the short term to be able to access that and have people go and take the train in from the Riverwalk stop. Definitely a possibility, I'm sure, with very little, effort has to be put in for that plan to be a plan B. But right now we haven't even heard of any type of plans by the MBTA, which is the frustrating piece. But that should be on the table, as other alternatives should be.
Gotcha. Hey, Brian, maybe one other thing. The Lynn Schools, I think the big story in the Lynn Schools this summer was the announcement by Superintendent Patrick Tutwiler that he is stepping down probably in just days now, actually, taking a job with the Barr Foundation in Boston. And he was in his first year of a five-year contract, which was a new contract. So he's been there, I think, about 4 years, if I have that right. But that's a big loss for the city schools, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Bill, and your facts are really right there. Dr. Tutwiler, first assistant superintendent under Kathy Latham at the time, and then emerged as the superintendent in 2018, really beloved by everyone in the Lynn community, certainly a figure that is going to be sorely missed, either by the electeds in the city, very responsive to our needs, very accessible, always willing to have a cup of coffee and talk through an issue. So I personally really appreciated his style. And he was very good for all in public schools, of course. And his last day is August 12th. He is going over to the bar. And I can't blame him. You know, the superintendency has been a tough, tough job, particularly through COVID. But even aside from COVID, the day-to-day life of a superintendent, I don't envy any of them. It's very difficult work. Of course, in my work with AFT, I work opposite side of a lot of superintendents in different districts, working on behalf of teachers. And I can just see the stress and a lot of the issues that it's a never-ending job, it seems, 24-7. He was really up to the task. He did a wonderful, wonderful job for us. We're excited about interim superintendent Ruggiero coming in, of course, for next year. But then there'll be a big search for a long-term superintendent. And hopefully we have the superintendent that's going to appreciate and embrace diversity themselves and within our teaching staff, and make sure that the Student Opportunity Act funds are implemented properly and have a good handle on our buildings and facilities. And, of course, we still have the space issue that we're trying to address with so many children coming to school here in Lynn, and we just don't have the adequate space with our aging buildings. So the next superintendent certainly has their hands full. I'm pleased that Ms. Ruggiero will be coming on in that interim, and I wish Dr. Tutwiler the very best.
Absolutely. But Brian, it's people like you that raise the stress level for these guys, right?
Well, at times that's true. You know, we do get our dander up at the table sometimes trying to get good contracts for folks. And Lynn just got a terrific contract. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Sheila O'Neill and her team at the Lynn Teachers Union. So, you know, with settling collective bargaining agreements across the state, with utilizing a lot of the new monies, and it's good work, it's fun work, but it's stressful at times as well on our side as it is on superintendent sides of the table and school committee. So that's a good point, Bill.
Brian, I'll close it out by offering you any other thoughts. Do you want to share with us anything else that I didn't ask you about you want to share, or how to beat the heat this weekend? What can you share with us?
Yes, good comments there. Well, sticking with the summer tone, I mean, everyone needs to stay cool. We do have cooling stations that are up and running throughout the city of Lynn. You can go to the Lynn website for details on each of the cooling centers. We have schools that are air-conditioned, like the Thurgood Marshall Middle School, for example, is one. Then we have these splash pads, Bill, which have been very successful on these hot, hot days. And you can find those at Kylie Park and Neptune Boulevard down by Lynn Tech, and also over by Flax Pond. And a new one's going to be about to open, I believe, at Barry Park. So we have now four splash pads throughout the city of Lynn, all geographically close to neighborhoods. And, yeah, we really have to, you know, make sure we're drinking, we're staying hydrated, stay near water if you're able to, have a Richie slush over the next day or two, and hopefully this thing breaks early next week. But, yeah, for sure, stay cool, everyone.
All right, Brian, see you at the splash pad this weekend. All right.
We'll meet you at the splash pad, though. You bring the sunblock, I'll bring the towels.
There you go. All right, Counselor, always good talking with you, Brian. Thanks for your time, and best of luck.
It's such a pleasure. Keep in touch, Bill. Thank you.
There he is, City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre. I'm Bill Newell on Connections here on MSONewsports.com.